Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about an incident in the life of King David when character really shined. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 31 and 32. Let me read these two verses to you. Then someone told David, saying, "Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom." And David said, "O Lord, I pray, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." Now it happened, when David had come to the top of the mountain where he worshiped God, there was Hushai the Archite coming to meet him with his robe torn and dust on his head. Again, that's 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 31 and 32. One piece of advice I remember from my youth is that when you want to buy a used car, don't look at it at night or in poor light. Without good light, you really can't tell how good the car looks or if it smokes badly from the exhaust. Now, in people, character is just the opposite. Character is most clearly seen in the darker seasons of life. These brief verses from a dark chapter in David's life reveal his godly character. First, we see David was a man of prayer. Upon hearing the bad news that the wisest, smartest, strategic mind in the kingdom of Israel had just joined Absalom's rebellion, David didn't respond with despair. He responded with prayer. He begged God, "Turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness." David knew that Ahithophel was normally a good advisor, but he prayed that the counsel Ahithophel gave to Absalom would be foolish. Now look, admittedly, this was a prayer against the odds. How can you pray that God would make a smart man dumb? That God would make a wise man foolish? How can you pray that God will direct the thoughts and the words of another person? But David believed that God was big enough to do it. And so he prayed in faith. And his prayer was wonderfully answered. The answer to this prayer would become Absalom's undoing. David seemed to have nothing to his advantage at this point. Absalom had the better armies, the political popularity, the energy of youth, and the value of momentum. But you know what David had? David had the power of prayer, and that was mightier than anything Absalom had. The history of the world has been influenced more by the power of prayer than most of us ever think. Remember that the Queen Mother of Scotland was heard to say that she feared the prayers of the preacher John Knox more than an army of fighting men. Secondly, we see that David was a man of worship. We read that David had come to the top of the mountain where he worshiped God. David's life was in danger and he had to flee. Yet he took time to stop at the top of the Mount of Olives, to look back upon Jerusalem and the tabernacle, and there he worshiped God. This tells us that David knew that worship was always important. You know, if there was ever a time when David could be excused from worship, a crisis that threatened his kingdom and his life would seem to excuse skipping worship. But David knew that it was important to stop, to take the moment, and to give glory to the God of heaven. It also tells us that David could worship when circumstances were bad. Look, anyone can pour out sweet words of thanks and praise to God when things are good. But David served a God greater than his circumstances. Under the circumstances, we might excuse David from worship. Fortunately, David didn't live under the circumstances. His trust in God raised him above his admittedly bad circumstances to a place of praise. You see, we remember David's greatness in many ways. He was a great warrior. He was a great king. He was a great shepherd. He was a great singer. But more than anything, we remember that David was a great worshiper and a great man of prayer. God took special care to preserve the record of this in the book of Psalms. In both the Psalms and in 2 Samuel 15, we see that David was no fair weather follower of God. His character shined brightly in the dark times. So let me ask you, how brightly does your character shine? Do you make excuses for an unspiritual life just because of bad circumstances? Let God's work in King David encourage you and show you that in Jesus Christ, you too can rise above those circumstances.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.